Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with Tennille Towns and wrap up our series on Opry Next Stage 2019, the inaugural class. I got to visit with Tennille backstage at the Grand Ole Opry House earlier this summer. We would talk about that Opry debut and the warm embrace of Opry Next Stage. She's the real deal. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Tennille Towns.
I drive home the same way, two left turns off the interstate, and she's always standing at the stoplight on 18th Street. She could be Sarah, she could be an Emily, and Olivia, maybe Cassidy, with her shaky hands on the cardboard sign, and she's looking at...
So, you know it's been a really good year when you get signed to Columbia Records, and you go on tour with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert, and then you go on tour with Dierks Bentley. But truly, the status of making it is you go to Wikipedia for Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada, and you are a notable person.
Come on.
I am serious.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
that's so cool.
Notable people. Tennille
crazy.
Towns.
Come on. Yes. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. That's cool. Grand Prairie.
what a year, though, huh?
Incredible year. Yeah. I can't believe this is real life. I'm so thankful to get to wake up and do this and to see all of these dreams coming to life. It's crazy.
Yeah. Take me back to the Opry debut.
Yeah.
And speaking of Grand Prairie, a fair amount of them made
that
trek down here.
An entire airplane of 737 full of them came from my hometown and landed in Nashville, came running down the escalators in like the biggest hometown hug I could have imagined at that airport. And they all joked that one day they were going to come and see me play the Grand Ole Opry, and they were not joking around because they showed up, and it was incredible. It was such a sacred, amazing thing to get to stand in that circle and take in that moment on that stage, and to be able to share that with everybody from home is something I'll never forget.
This young lady is making her debut on the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. I heard she brought some folks with her here for her Grand Ole Opry debut. Tennille Towns, everybody, welcome her.
If I ever get to heaven, got a long list of questions like, how do you make a snowflake? Are you angry when the earth quakes? How does the sky change in a minute? How do you keep this big rock spinning if you got your hand?
And you talk about a big embrace. I think that's a neat way to phrase Opry Next Stage, because it really is kind of a big embrace from the Opry. It's like, come with us. We want to be a part of this journey with you.
It's so true. It's incredible to have the arms of the Grand Ole Opry wrapped around this, for sure, and to have the belief and support of such a legendary, historic piece of country music to believe in this path at the beginning. It really means so much. It's crazy.
First time seeing you with a full band tonight.
Was it?
Yeah.
And
I must say, it's exciting too, because, and it's interesting because when you fall in love with someone's music and you only know the acoustic versions of things, there's a little trepidation to how things are going to sound a little different. You know, it's kind of like Dylan in 65 and on, you know, plugging in.
Okay.
Didn't make everybody happy.
All right.
But no matter what the production, no matter what, how it's presented, there's something about your voice and those lyrics, and it's just you no matter what. And it
Thank
works
you for
on,
saying that.
Anyway. Yeah,
that means
so,
a lot. Thank you.
And it's a good band, too.
Aren't they so great? I'm so proud of those guys. I love getting to rock out with them every night. It's pretty fun.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Maddox. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.